Aaron Sanchez was the story of the game last night. We talked about this with Pete Walker. We talked about it with Buck Martinez. Five times he's faced the Baltimore Orioles. He's won four of the games. And the last game, last night's game, he struck out 10. So you could probably say he's got the Baltimore Orioles number. And I hope like hell I haven't jinxed him. I don't think I have. And if I have, I'm going to apologize in advance to Aaron Sanchez, who joins us in Baseball Central. Aaron, thanks so much for doing this. And as I said, if I jinxed you, I apologize in advance. But I don't think I did.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Why do you handle the Baltimore Orioles so well?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I felt like last year my success rate wasn't that high against these guys. And, you know, kind of coming into the year, something I sat down and made a goal for myself that if I had the opportunity to face these guys, that it was going to be a different story. And, you know, going into each start, I don't think I really was adamant about that. It just kind of worked out that way. But it was definitely something we needed last night, so I'll take it.
Yeah, now Aaron, it looks like you seem to want to pitch around Chris Davis. Now, whether you're doing that on purpose or not, sure looks that way. And you always say when, like, the Red Sox come in and David Ortiz, you don't let him beat you. That's the one guy. Everybody else, it's okay. David Ortiz, you don't let him beat you.
Right.
It just seems like Chris Davis, you've grown up as a pitcher. You're good enough to say I can work around this guy because I can get everybody else out. Has that been a process for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's so tough, especially with a team like those guys.
Yeah.
They got boppers from top to bottom, and things can unravel in a hurry. But, yeah, I mean, understanding, you know, if there's a base open and he's at the dish, that it's okay. You don't have to be perfect. You pitch him tough. You make him hit your pitches. You know, you don't give in to throwing a strike over the plate and letting him beat you. So, yeah. I think that's been kind of the developmental stage of the year for me, you know, understanding when to do it, understanding that's okay to do it, and understanding there's times that call to do it.
One of the things that Kevin's mentioned, Buck mentioned it as well, and you know, we've noticed, you are awfully comfortable, it seems, throwing your four-seamer. And I think a lot of that probably comes from, well, A, confidence in your stuff, B, confidence in Russ Martin. But, you know, I mean, Aaron, I can remember a time where everybody said, hey, you know what? Want to be a successful starting pitcher, down and away, down and away, down and away, down and away. Now it seems like, especially with young pitchers, we're starting to see a suggestion that maybe guys need to throw more four-seamers. Have you noticed that, even in the short time you've been in the majors, that you're hearing more and more now Pete Walker and Russ Martin saying to you, hey, you know, the four-seamer can be a good pitch for you?
Yeah, I think about, I don't know, say maybe May or June of this year, you know, I was in some games where I kind of elevated out of throwing, you know, letting the ball go, I guess you could say. And I had a lot of success. And when we kind of found that, we started incorporating that four seam up, throwing a little bit more four seams to play off the two seam. So I think just the developmental of a year through the ups and downs of the course of the season, I think we just come to realize that it's been effective and it's something that, you know, can help. And it has, so we just kind of stuck with it.
Yeah. Now, how much confidence has the changeup given you? I know you throw the changeup not a whole lot, but you throw it with purpose.
Right.
How much confidence has that added to your arsenal on the mound?
It's come so far in a year.
Yeah.
That it's one of those things in spring training where you got to just do it. You got to go out there and you got to throw. That's the only way you gain confidence in it. And that I've done it, I feel like I've gotten a pretty good, you know, just of the pitch, what I'm trying to do, how it's coming off my fingers. You know, it's such a feel pitch, and for such a long time it was so hard for me. You know, velocity, in terms of velocity, was so hard for me that, you know, it sometimes turned into a fastball, and especially if it didn't have the action that I was looking for, you know, and it stayed straight, it was pretty much a BP heater. So, you know, being able to incorporate that in my throwing program and understanding what I'm trying to do with the pitch has been a huge success for me too.
Aaron, how does your body feel right now? Does it feel, frankly, better than you thought it would feel at this stage of the year?
No doubt. But I'll take it. hopefully it feels good for about four more weeks and we can get this thing going. But yeah, my body has responded well all year. And I think that's just a testament of what the work I've put in and what a really good job that, you know, the staff here has done to do that for me.
Now, I noticed last night you took the mound. You had JDF and Jose Fernandez's number written on the side of your cap in felt, or I think we can call it felt pen. It was the whitish whitish pen. You know, it's funny, 'cause I talked to a couple of people on Monday, and they were talking, and I made the comment on the air that, you know, I was watching scenes from around Major League Baseball and when people were honoring Jose Fernandez. And, Aaron, it really seemed like the young guys in particular. There were a lot of young guys, a lot of tears in a lot of young guys' eyes. Right. And you know, look, we've all been young at some point. We've all been someplace we weren't supposed to be at 3:30 in the morning or 5 in the morning. And some of us do that when we're old. It doesn't necessarily go away, right, Barker? But my point is, you know, did you, you know, did something, when that something like that happens, does that give you pause to think about just,
wow,
you know, how thin that thread can be with
no
life?
Doubt. Absolutely, no doubt. I mean, when you come across a story like this, you know, I turn around and look like that could be me. You know, the kid's the same age as myself. It's just so scary, the thought of, you know, something so tragic like that happened. It just really shows you how true and how precious life really is. And for him to, you know, I got the chance to meet him at the All-Star game. You know, I kind of knew him a little bit going through the All-Star game, and what a joy to be around. I just felt like that was something I would do, you know, out of respect for what type of person he was and what kind of impact he had on not only the game, the fans, just everybody around him. You know, just a tough situation, tough story, sad story, just, you know, kind of all of the above.
Yeah, now, Aaron, obviously the Blue Jays organization have worked it out so you're pitching game 163. That's what it's all about, right? It's about getting your best for that game. What does it feel as a person, as a pitcher, has come along as far as you have, because you've had to make adjustments, and I'm sure the sixth man was an adjustment for you having the time off and these things. What's it mean as you, as a person, as a pitcher, that an organization have done that for you and going to put you hopefully in that spot of 163?
Yeah, I mean, if it's me, if it's Jay, if it's Marco, if it's anybody, if it's Joe, if it's anybody in the staff, I mean, the thing about that is we've gone out there and we've done it all year. So whoever does get that job, whoever does get the call for that game, I mean, we got the utmost confidence and I think in every single one of our starting staff, you know, here. As far as it goes, if this is me, I mean, I think that's a huge honor.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about probably the biggest game of the year. At that point, getting us a ticket into October and they call upon you. I mean, that's huge, but that's also what I've worked this entire year for. You know, those days where, you know, you really don't want to lift or you really don't want to do that, and you make sure you get it done because, you know, when opportunities like this come and the chance is here, you know, you got to be prepared and you got to be ready. And I think these are the type of moments that I live for. So it's going to be exciting. You kind of see how it plays out and who does eventually get that game. And if it's me, I'll be ready to go. If it's whoever else, I'll be right there cheering them on, maybe in the pen, ready to come in behind them.
Aaron, listen, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. Congratulations, you know, on the year. It's not over yet. I think it's safe to say that it's not over yet, but it's been a great year for you, man. We really appreciate you. It's been fun watching you pitch, and we appreciate you joining us.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks,
Aaron. Thank you for having me on anytime.
Take care.
You guys are the best.
Thanks, man.
All right.